Our High Calling. It is written, July 20th. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16-17. Let the seeker for truth who accepts the Bible as the inspired Word of God lay aside every previous idea and take that Word in its simplicity. He should renounce every sinful practice and enter the Holy of Holies with heart softened and subdued, ready to listen to what God says. Do not carry your creed to the Bible and read the Scriptures in the light of that creed. If you find that your opinions are opposed to a plain, "Thus saith the Lord," or to any command or prohibition he has given, give heed to the word of God rather than to the sayings of men. Let every controversy or dispute be settled by "It is written." Let the heart be softened and subdued by the spirit of prayer before the Bible is read. Truth will triumph when the Spirit of Truth cooperates with the humble Bible student. How precious the thought that the Author of Truth still lives and reigns. Ask Him to impress your minds with the truth. Your searching of the Scriptures will then be profitable. Christ is the great teacher of His followers, and He will not leave you to walk in darkness. The Bible is its own interpreter. With beautiful simplicity, one portion connects itself with the truth of another portion until the whole Bible is blended in one harmonious whole. Light flashes forth from one text to illuminate some portion of the Word that has seemed more obscure. Christ's lessons will bear close study. One truth comprehended in its simplicity will prove a key to a whole treasure house of truth. Christ is the great mystery of godliness. He is as the master scattering the golden grains of truth, which require tact, skill, and deep, laborious search to pick up and link together in the chain of truth. The Word is the treasure house of truth. It puts in our possession all things essential for our preparation for entrance into the city of God.